Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. I'm Christine. Oh, I'm not Christine.
Whoops. Jewel, I know that we have a hard time. Sometimes you're me and I'm you.
Julie. You're my mom, Christine. And this is Life with the Girlfriends, where we dish out the week in the review, and we pull out nuggets that can help us possibly make our lives better.
Oh, good. Yeah. I can't wait.
And this week has been my birthday week.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thanks.
How was that nugget you pulled out?
That little nugget hurt really bad. Aww. It was part of my annual medical review.
I got a pill for that.
Do you? Hope it's helpful. Hope it's helpful. It was a nice birthday. It was quiet. You and I had a good day together.
Yeah, I said, Julie, what do you want to do? We'll do anything you want, your little heart desires. You said, Mom, buy me underpants.
I did not say that. You suggested that. I guess to let everybody know, because possibly you do my washing.
I am the girl that folds your underpants.
Sometimes. And you're like, Julie has, she's too old to have holes in her underwear. Well, I have fancy underwear, and I have underwear I don't give a shit about.
And mostly those are the ones you wear.
Sometimes. It makes things convenient then.
That's right. That's right.
I know no one's seeing these underwear. If I have fancy underwear, then...
Thank
or
God.
Maybe it's my devilish little plan.
That's right. You're trying to put the onus on me in a different way.
Well, I give you the impression that nothing's going on. Because I'm just... no girl, no woman
wears this
kind of... She hasn't
shaved her legs in 2 weeks. Yeah. And she got holes in her underpants. Yeah. Nothing's happening. That's your devilish plan.
Yeah, it's because the truth is I wear, you know...
As soon as you leave the house...
Well, they call it a wig for your legs. I slip on my sleeve for my legs and give the impression of stubble when you're around.
Oh my God! You actually—that's an appliance.
Yes, so that it's called fake your mother out.
Yeah, kind of like a Merca, whatever.
Well, yesterday we were in the car together and driving around, and we were listening to. I said, "Mom, why don't we listen to a little Dan Savage?"
You did say that. Thanks, Julie.
Which is probably a weird thing to listen to together.
With your mom.
Because, well, the first 10 minutes are always an interesting way he thinks of life and whatever.
Right.
And then you get into the crazy stuff.
The calls.
You're like, oh, wow, I'm so happy and so lucky that I don't have this kind of issue.
Thank you, 7.5-pound baby Jesus, for making me normal.
Yeah. Now, that's bias. Normal is a biased word.
I know, damn it.
How dare you, girlfriend?
How dare I say normal?
Exactly.
Or white bread.
Vanilla.
Or boring.
Vanilla, boring. That'd be the right term.
I'm not polyamorous.
No. So I'm going to suggest, and if you know who we are, we're Christine, Marie, and Julie.
No.
We're life coaches. You're a psychotherapist. We just like talking, having fun. Because on Sunday nights, we're starting the new week, right?
Yeah.
We have all these big dreams for the week, anticipation and problems and heartaches and headaches and all this stuff. And we're all trying to make our lives better. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Let's just pull out some fun for an hour.
It's our hour. It's our hour.
And what
honey.
Can we learn? We try and
make it a learning experience, like you talked about. It's the golden nuggets that we try and pull.
Well,
out.
It's so funny because this is like the best hour of my week for
it is,
sure.
Me too.
And so I've been reviewing some of the content that we've been doing elsewhere.
That's okay then.
Yeah, and I love it. It's great, heavy content. It's just not as
Yeah, I think this. If you listen to us, and then you read some of our content, you'd think there'd be like a little personality split.
Personalities. Well, we have a party personality.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what Sunday's about.
We put on our party hats.
Put our party personality on, and then we have our business personality. So,
oh my God, we're mullets.
We're mullets. That's
exactly
who we are.
We're business in the front.
Party in the back.
Oops. Did that hurt?
That might hurt. Might hurt big time.
I do not have a pill for that.
But it was kind of interesting because Dan Savage was talking, this woman wrote in or something like that and said, that her, it's a lot about Christmas stuff and saying, oh, my mom doesn't like my boyfriend. Can I still invite him over? Or should I just leave my mom alone and say, no, mom, we're not coming over.
If you're not accepting my boyfriend, then you don't accept me.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm just like, it's one effing day. Just give it to your mom, please. Yeah. Come on. What? Yeah. And he doesn't agree with that. Totally.
Oh, no. He wants to make a stand for everything. Yeah.
I just think life situations always change.
But this was interesting, though, because
yes.
The woman said that somehow, okay, she's polyamorous.
Yes.
And so is her
boyfriend.
And, yeah. And so is, you know, so there's...
And so is his boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, and so is her boyfriend and girlfriend.
There's more than one player
in
this
dynamic. And so on, and so on, and so on. And there was the cluster, or patient zero.
That wasn't that, though.
No, it wasn't that.
It was that the mom had somehow, which we don't understand...
And nor did he understand this part.
Yeah, how in her phone, the mom had seen pictures of her naked... And in bondage,
right?
With
so they're
one
not only
significant
polyamorous; they're also she's into S&M,
or BSNM.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
wasn't
that bestiality? I don't know.
No, it's bondage.
Oh, bondage. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what be.
Oh, excuse me, Julie.
No,
yeah, first thought. Oh, bestiality, of course.
Well, I love my dog, but I don't love him that much.
It's like her and Elliot.
Yeah. But, and so, and the first comment he had, which I agreed with, was, how did she find your pictures?
Yeah.
And why do you have your pictures so easily findable?
But here's the thing, because of how podcasts work, there's no real live. You can't call in and ask.
For the most part.
For the most
not.
Part.
Yeah.
You call in and leave your question.
Right.
And so he has questions, but he can't get
any live
answers.
And sometimes he does take them live, meaning that...
Oh, does he?
They'll leave a number and a time, he'll call them back and record their conversation.
Oh, got it.
Which is interesting.
Makes sense, yeah. Especially because there is a lot unanswered in these calls.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Because they're so layered.
Oh, exactly. You know, and if you heard it once, you're going, well, that's crazy. Then you go, well, wait,
that's fine. Next question is crazier.
Yeah, let's get some questions answered here. Like, why does your mom, did your mom find these pictures?
Yeah.
Dude, come on, really? Second of all, I loved what he said. He said, well, first of all, there's an age difference.
Yes.
And he's 20 years older.
The guy that is in the picture that's doing the bondage and stuff is 20 years older than her.
And my first thought was, come on, sister, being a daughter, if my mom saw a picture of my 20-year-old, let's say I'm 30 and my 50-year-old boyfriend bondaging me and tying me up and whipping me or whatever goes on, I'm assuming she ain't going to like that.
Yeah, and that's not something that your mom can get rid of in her head.
No.
You got to do a lot of cleansing.
And I think it's appropriate. I literally do think it's an appropriate reaction for the mom to go, and what the F going on here?
And he ain't coming over.
And he ain't coming over.
For Christmas.
Exactly. And he said one comment that Dan Savage said I thought was so brilliant. He goes, your mom has the right to be ignorant about your sex life. And you can't take that away from her.
Right.
I thought, that's exactly right.
I like that.
The kids have a right not to have their mom and dad, I guess, nosy. But mostly, the parents have the right to say, I don't need to know all this stuff.
I don't want to know what you think about what you do. I just don't want to know.
I don't need to know.
Yeah. I just want to remember you as that little kid coloring, you know, and playing army with the pots and pans, you know.
For sure. Or you're my little girl, you know, or you go, are you the one that's going to pick my nursing home out, right? Now I have doubts. I made you the executor of my will, right? Now I have major doubts. And so, you know, they see a bigger picture of you.
Yeah.
And it's like,
tainted. Yeah, because you want to have tunnel vision with your kids.
Right. Can I tell you why I like Dan Savage? Mm-hmm. It is totally like listening to Kardashian stuff for me,
mm-hmm.
which is... I will never have any of their problems.
Right.
I'm just not drawn that way.
Right.
No judgment. No judgment.
No judgment. No
bias. Judgment. But I love being able to solve all their problems for you. Yeah. For them. from a different perspective, kiddos.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what's going on. You know. And I also want to say this. Listen, this guy that you're poly with most likely won't be a 50-year relationship. It'll be a 10-year at the most. Maybe 2 years.
Well, she was kind of jealous, it seemed like. She goes, and now, since he's not coming over for Christmas, he's going to be with his other significant other.
That was the problem.
I thought that was the problem.
So now
you could be all hunky-dory and probably this and probably that. But eventually, you get your feelings hurt when somebody else gets the...
Now, looking back, I'm going to go, because we know someone who has a poly life. Yes. I've never talked to him about it. I just know that he does have one.
He's talked to us about it.
A little bit, right?
Right.
But
you know I'm poly, right?
Yeah. I go, yeah. I go...
Wait, you know I'm polyamorous, right? Oh, sure, yeah. Hold on a second.
Google, what is polyamorous?
Alexa, Siri, what does polyamorous mean? Okay.
Is that mean sister wives kind of situation?
Yeah. Sister wives.
And this person has said to my brother, like, oh, I just believe everybody's jealous because everybody would love to have a poly relationship and can't. And the people I know who we've talked about this a little bit.
Everybody has the same reaction, like, right?
We can't handle one.
We can't have one person be happy with this.
Yeah, we can't make one person happy. Yeah. How are we going to make multiple people happy? Yeah. Yeah. And I think that comes from a standpoint of when you're in a relationship, a lot of us feel that we are responsible for the other person a little bit.
Yeah.
They're responsible for my happiness. I'm responsible for their happiness.
Yeah, in part. Do you believe that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I do believe that. Yeah. No matter what relationship I'm invested in, I want that person to be happy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm willing to go a little further. If I got a lot of people I'm dealing with, I can't possibly help
I could think about, you know, swinging or whatever you want to call it. It's just really hard not to care. It's like there's a certain amount of not caring, right?
100%. And I do believe you can care about a lot of people. You can keep expanding. Mm-hmm. But you can't have intimate relationships with that many people. Time-wise, you just can't.
Yeah. We watched the first episode of Sister Wives.
Oh my gosh. It was a 2-hour episode that literally could have been an hour.
20 minutes. Yeah, really.
It was
but those women are not
they're not well loved.
I don't think they're well loved.
And
they're none of them are that happy
no.
except the youngest one.
Right.
And we have
a question that I don't know if has ever been answered, which is where is he spend the night?
Oh right. I think he spends the night with her.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of kids.
I used to think he was interesting, and I hadn't watched it in years. I used to think he was somewhat attractive.
Yeah.
But it's not showing up well on him anymore.
Right.
And he's all and he comes across as like, listen to me, I'm the wise one.
Right.
This is a
contract.
We need
to negotiate.
Let's negotiate.
Yes.
And you're like, you know, this is
good. Why you have to negotiate, because you have 4 wives, 20 plus kids, or how many.
Yeah.
And no one really gets, you may love all your kids, you may love all your wives. I'm just telling you, there's no possible way you could have great committed relationship with each one of them. It's physically impossible,
right?
Because you just don't have that kind of time.
And this is a religion, is that right? With him,
yes,
the sister wife.
It's part of a sect of the Mormon Church. So he says.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because
so they're practicing a religion.
Because LDS, Latter-day Saints, they do not believe in polygamy.
Okay,
and for them, polygamy does not go both ways. Like if you say you're poly. Poly means that you have multiples and your partner has multiples.
Right.
But I do not believe that all those sister wives are having
other
husbands or
no.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's a very religious thing.
Polyamorous, everybody's
free for all.
I'm guessing.
You can have multiple partners.
But if you say you're polyamorous, does that mean you're bi?
I don't think so necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You could be. I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying you're not. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the older I get, the more I realize that situations come up where there may be a decade where you may define yourself as bi. And then you go, well, it's been quite a few years since I've gone both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still bi? You know? I mean.
Or is it bye-bye to bye?
I think it is Bye Bye Bye. Bye Bye Bye. That's that new you know, Jennifer Lopez musical coming up. Bye Bye Bye. Or is that Bye Bye Birdie?
Bye Bye Birdie. It's so funny. Yesterday, what was Dad saying? He was saying he wanted to know if he could have a baby. He wanted to have, he said, could I have Sophia Vergara's and her ex-boyfriend's baby?
Okay, let's set this thing up a little bit first.
Am I setting it up wrong?
No. Well, yeah. Well, no, no, you're not giving me any back.
What's the backstory on that?
Out of the clear blue sky,
could I?
Sophia, for her, whatever her name is, Sophia and her ex-husband's baby.
Julie said, only, you said, he thought he could. And well, you okay, said, so here, only if he has female organs.
Yes. No, went, so here's the story. Yeah. There was this new lawsuit that came out in Louisiana.
Right.
Because that's where the fetus has a lot of rights.
The embryo.
The embryo has a lot of rights. So
the embryo has, instead of, in most states or all states, that's considered property.
Right.
But in Louisiana, it's considered a person.
Hey, just out of curiosity, is the insurance company Allstate named Allstate because it's covered in all states?
Oh, I bet so,
I'm
girl.
Curious.
Yeah.
Is that how my mind works? I don't know.
And a State Farm because there's a farm in the state.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. And what about Geico? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I guess, what's her name? Sophia.
Sophia Vergara from like Modern Family,
yes,
and everything else. She's like the highest paid actress.
On TV, for
yeah,
sure.
Right.
And does a lot of spokeswomen stuff, spokesperson stuff. Yeah. And I think she's got products she sells. And
Nespresso.
Yes. And I think she had her clothing line, too, that she sold in Kmart's. Anyway, she was married before. And they got divorced before she married her new guy. I can't remember his name. The one from...
Yeah, he's
really
cute.
Hot guy.
Yeah, cute Italian guy.
Called True Blood. Anyway, they got divorced, but they had two embryos still frozen after the divorce. Now, I thought this was a problem for the lawyers. They did not deal with this before they got married. I guess in the contract before they got married, mm-hmm, it says if one died, they could still have these... born,
babies.
These
yeah,
babies.
Yeah.
But they never talked about if they got divorced,
because
which I thought...
so madly in love.
And I thought lawyers made sure that people yeah, with money or people who had a,
yeah,
was on the cusp of earning more money,
yeah,
they kind of said, yes, you may be in love, but let's do this now.
Because she hadn't made it at this point.
As big as she has now, right.
Correct.
So anyway, they didn't talk about it, and consequently, they got divorced, and these two little embryos are still frozen.
And they're named...
Emma
and Isabella.
Yes. And in Louisiana, they have rights. So the ex-husband is suing to have these two babies born.
Right.
And then what would happen is, and then he'd want full custody.
Right.
And then the two babies would also get a big, huge trust fund.
They're trust fund babies.
And I'm sure she's just like, Mother, Adam, I'm going to have to be paying for him. And there's a lot of, I mean, first,
and so the,
it feels
the,
like
the
blackmail.
Lawsuit,
yes.
The lawsuit reads, though, as if the children
are suing. So it's really quite.
So Emma and Isabella are suing for the right to be born.
Right. Which is so tragic in so many ways. Because there are a lot of embryos out there.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know how many.
I know that's in the millions.
It has to be.
And from what I hear, you can buy them penny on a dollar, pennies on
a
dollar.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I have heard on NPR this story where these women would volunteer to adopt these embryos and get impregnated with them and have them as babies. And I thought, do we not have babies?
So now they're just free, not even pennies on a dollar.
I don't know how that works out, mm-hmm, but maybe they're like, we're going to destroy these embryos. No, no, don't destroy the embryos.
I'll have the baby.
I'll have a baby or two.
Yeah.
But the problem is that these embryos are the results of couples, right, that had enough kids or didn't have kids or didn't want any more kids or whatever. Now they don't want the embryos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably multiples. I mean, they could be five or six embryos per couple. I mean, I don't even know. And so you don't want to have five or six kids. I mean,
right.
It's just such a confusing idea.
So that's
idea.
Why Dad thought he could have.
So then Normano goes, hey, I wonder with technology the way it is, I wonder if I could just be impregnated with a embryo.
Yeah, with an embryo.
And then my belly would get bigger. And I said, no, you need to have a womb.
With a view.
And I think now if you were born a woman with women and then turn into a man, you could still have a baby because mm-hmm. there was that story mm-hmm. of this woman who turned into a man and then married a woman, and her wife could not carry babies, but because she still had her female mm-hmm. Womb,
yes,
they inserted the embryo and she was able to have a baby.
She carried the baby. How did the baby? Oh, probably cesarean.
Oh, yeah, the cesarean.
Ooh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm not. And nowadays, it doesn't matter if you've gone all the way with your surgeries. It's more like what you identify as, I guess.
Right.
Because I don't think Caitlyn Jenner's had her surgery yet completely.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's true or not. Hmm. But I just was listening to somebody talk about that.
We were listening to somebody say that one of the reasons why the Democrats lost is on one of their...
On Tinder.
What was it?
Tinder?
On Tinder or something. Really? Is that it? Where it says gender or whatever, there's like 34 different responses. Yes. And you went, and that's why Trump won.
Exactly. I think it was on Tinder. I think that's what they said. I don't think it was a Democrat. So I hope not. That would be horrible.
And because, sorry, I just...
Yeah.
It just gets blurred.
Well, I love Saturday Night Live because it was showing... Trump was doing his victory tour and he stopped in all the great places he won, like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Russia, the FBI. And then he said the Democratic National Party, office.
Right.
And I thought, that's hysterical.
That's funny.
They're getting good. It's a good cast. They are so funny.
Yeah, and there's so much fodder now.
Oh, I was talking to you about Trump and I just said, I don't know how this is all going to look in a year or two, but what I do know, he is generating so much content for everybody to just grab onto.
Right.
And it's exciting. It's fun. It's literally...
He's a comedy mecca.
Yeah. I just pray that 4 years from now, 8 years from now, we're just not... We haven't suffered for it, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And if we have, that would be the... Then we'll kick them out. And... Well, today, basically, on the news, it said Russia definitely had their hands in our election. So, and they were definitely for Trump. Definitely. That's right.
Well, that's why Trump said, I hear that Vladimir Putin likes me.
Yeah, I hear he likes me a little bit.
I like that.
Yeah. I like people who like me, too.
Yeah.
I find that great.
So did we answer the Sofia Vergara question?
Yes, the answer is you can. If you're a man, you cannot have a baby implanted in you unless because there's no cavity in there. I mean, you know, there's just.
Well, I meant to like. Did we answer the Sophia? Well, because there was another part to that is because he said that the ex-husband said that he's this like real right to lifer,
yes. Right,
and that he believes that these embryos need to become children and all of that. And then I heard that they did a little detective researching and that he's had something like three other women that have been impregnated that he said...
The old-fashioned way. By beer and booze, yeah.
And that they were sort of had abortions.
Right.
So he's not that much of a right to life.
Right.
So what they're probably trying to prove is that it's all about the money.
Money. It's all about the money. Yep, mm-hmm. It is. I feel bad for Sophia only in the sense I'm sure like I would feel like I'm being blackmailed.
I would exactly feel
and that. I wouldn't know what to do because I'm sure that there's a part of her that would love to have I don't know. To these children, I mean, if they were born, they should already love them. It's not, but at this moment, you can't say they're real.
You can't call them. What was that? What'd you say? Fetus? They're not fetuses.
They're just embryos.
Yeah,
I mean, they haven't even gone to that next stage yet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if we really do think of them as more like fetuses, yeah. then we've got millions of fetuses just being frozen, and that's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
That's, like, not true. I mean, if we take this too far out,
yeah.
it just becomes nuts.
It doesn't, yeah. Then you're like, I don't want to be in technology, Mama. Don't
no, make this me, is nuts.
Don't make me like technology.
You know, and then maybe...
I can't even master Facebook.
Exactly. And, I mean, but what if... Now, this is totally sci-fi. There's nothing going on like this ever. But
are you
what,
sure?
I don't know, but you saw that movie, Children of Men. Isn't that movie?
Children of Men, yeah. It's people. Soylent Green is people.
No, not that one. But like the day when no one's having children because they can't.
Right.
And
they're blind or something like that, right?
No. No.
They can't find it. If I could only see, I could have.
But blind people have babies all the time.
Okay.
And usually I do it in the dark, so I don't know what that means. I'm hoping to be blind. I don't want to see anything.
I don't want to see it.
That's something I do not want to see. So anyway, so there's a point in the future that for whatever reason, no one's able to conceive a child anymore.
Right.
And then within a short amount of time, our society breaks down.
Whoa.
Are we holding on to all these embryos? For that time.
For that
and then like
in time.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we're like, we can create artificial wombs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then I'm just guessing. I have no idea. This is the one technology, if you take it too, you go, well, this is just crazy.
Yeah.
This is just nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like global warming. Julie, just don't even think about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't even
Well,
go there.
I don't think about it when it's 5 degrees out.
Yeah.
I think about it like, oh, I could use a little global warming. But then when I see, you know, all of our outlying islands in Miami already suffering from,
raised sea levels?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, no, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing me down, by the way,
sorry.
Girlfriend.
Sorry. Yeah, I was happy now I'm like... down or let's talk about the holidays.
Yes.
Let's talk about, you were telling me that you've heard of like that there's some bad Santas out there.
Okay.
Not just the movie Bad Santa.
Yeah,
too.
So this was an interesting point we want to talk about. And I was curious how'd you get your opinion on this, Mom. So I was listening to the radio.
I know why I have an opinion on this.
Yes. Anyway, there's a story in the news where this, I think he's a 10-year-old boy. Went to see a Santa Claus, took a mom with him, 9 or 10, and...
Was it a mall Santa Claus?
I have no idea. But I guess as he was leaving, the Santa Claus said, hey, kid, why don't you lay off the...
French fries
and ice cream.
Yeah.
And the kid got really sad and upset, started crying. The mom was really P.O.'d.
Yeah.
P.O.'d. And the Santa Claus had to apologize.
Did he get fired?
I don't know about that yet. Mm. And... the little boy said, he apologized, but he didn't mean it. I'm like, kid,
you know, this
guy's
this
an adult man
is just
in a Santa suit.
With like,
and I'm sure the last thing he wanted to do was to apologize to a 10-year-old.
Well, I'm sure he's like, I'm sure the like last thing he wanted to do is have a 10-year-old sitting on his lap.
Exactly.
I'm thinking.
Because I know some 10-year-olds. They think they're like 40 years old. They're like so wise in the world. Like, gee, Santa, I know what's going on here. Tell my mom if she doesn't give me this, I'm going to cut her. I'm going to cut her. Okay, kid. I don't know. I felt really two ways. One way was I felt sad for the boy, but I felt, why do I know this story?
Mm-hmm.
How did this story get beyond the...
How did this get big?
Yeah, how did this story get beyond telling some, you know, mm-hmm. between two people?
Right.
Because now that kid's family or his friends, mm-hmm. everybody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of it lasting 10 seconds and a good time to say, hey, sometimes people say shit that they don't really mean.
Right.
Or they don't know it's mean. And you got to get over it because right. it's not the first time it's going to happen. It's mm-hmm. certainly going to be the last time.
I have a tendency to agree with you.
But?
No, it's just that you want to have a Santa that has a modicum of sense.
Well, and I thought about this too because I agree with you. He should have been trained to keep things boring.
Right.
To keep things, you know, and I can imagine a Santa after having the 100th kid on his lap going, I'm going to pass out here.
Yeah.
I got to, come on, guys, he's Santa Claus.
Especially if this kid's like 140 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to lay off the French fries, dude.
But I can imagine saying, you know, like if a kid came up with a bear shirt on going, mm-hmm. kid, come on. Santa loves you, but really the Bears? Yeah, got to get out of here. You know, got to get a different team. You know, so I can imagine him trying to connect with each kid at a different level.
Right.
And here's an older kid. Maybe he literally felt he could josh with him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into The Walking Dead, the new character, which I cannot remember his name right now, Negan.
The guy that kills people with the baseball bat?
Yeah. Isn't her name Lucy? Yeah, the baseball bat named Lucy with him. You know, he goes, you know, you gotta bust each other's, you know, testicles once in a while. That's what men do. Bust each other. That's exactly what he said. Testicles. Yeah. And so I wonder if this Santa was just literally just
testicle busting.
Yes. And I'm, you know, here's a 10-year-old kid or a 9-year-old kid. And if you're not familiar, you say wrong stuff. So mm-hmm. I felt overall, unless there was a history of this Santa not being appropriate. Mm-hmm.
So basically, the store only made him apologize. They didn't lose his job.
I don't know yet. Because I'm guessing if he lost his job, he could probably...
There will be more pain here.
Yes. I don't know. Who can fire Santa?
Yeah. And also the mom. I mean, why make a big deal about a mama?
Well, these are my issues. Yeah. One is, was it a crappy move by the Santa Claus?
It was.
Of course it was. Yeah. But now I feel it's a crappy move by
Mama.
I mean, like, why did it have to go beyond this?
Like, how dare you? I mean, this is just this idea that these, I wouldn't know if he's a millennial or not.
I don't know what the next level is.
But that
either.
These millennials are so sensitive.
Right.
That even at work, you have to, like, coddle them. And remember, like, they bring out this box of trophies and, like, oh, you had a good day. Here's a trophy. And like the older guy goes, well, what did you do to get a trophy? Oh, nothing.
We did our best.
They did their best.
They tried really hard.
Yeah, until they get trophies.
Yeah.
Really?
It's crazy. And I don't know. And that's kind of how I felt. I felt like I want to tell the kid that people say stupid stuff all the time.
I want kids to grow up with tougher skin than this.
And I don't know if his intention was to be mean or malicious.
But don't you want kids to grow up with more tougher skin than this?
Yeah, because they're going to be... Everybody faces someone being a jerk once in a while.
Exactly.
And I hate to tell everybody this. Every once in a while, you're a jerk.
Yeah, if you're not being jerked on...
You're probably the jerky. Jerky. The beef jerky or the beef jerker. You're either jerky or the jerker. One or the other. And so, you know.
You're jerking the beef, Joey.
Exactly. And so I wish this 9 or 10-year-old boy luck. And don't worry about eating French fries and ice cream too much. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the holidays. And there's always new next year. And you'll grow out of it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
That's the thing. You don't want to give a kid a complex at that age. Because really, you know, it's like there's plenty of time, kid, to hate yourself. Wait till you're an adult.
You don't need to.
Wait
till you're like in your 30s. Then you'll really understand.
Exactly. You'll really understand. You're going.
You won't pass a mirror without seeing that big L on your forehead.
Exactly. And then you're going, oh, man. And then you could always go back and have a comment like, hey, Santa, are you doing P90? XP90 or PX90 or whatever it's called?
Yeah, you look kind of jolly.
Yeah. Let me touch your belly. Are you having cookies every day when you go deliver those packages? I think you are. So I guess that's
Merry
what we're taking from it.
Christmas.
I think we do not have to put emphasis on people who just messed up.
Yeah. And I just said a wrong thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just think it could have been handled a little bit more discreetly than this and got a better result.
Right.
Now... And I just, and also too, it makes me feel sad for the Santa as well.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of this guy.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is hurt this kid's family.
He's probably making minimum wage.
I mean, I don't know what Santas get.
I don't know. I mean,
I know what they, I mean, really, they work for free. I mean,
And then they get tips?
No, I mean, do you ever leave when Santa comes down the chimney and drops presents off? Do you ever leave him money? No. He gets cookies.
Yeah, he works for free, Julie.
And what if he misunderstood him? I mean, what if the guy said, hey, why don't you leave me some fries and cookies?
Some fries and ice cream.
And he said, lay off the fries and cookies. He meant lay down the fries and cookies and give them to me.
Yeah.
You misunderstood me, kid.
Yeah, I'm on a layover. I want the fries and cookies.
So, I don't know. Yeah. So, I'm moving on.
Move on, girl.
Because there's no real answer to this, except that during the holiday season, you hate to have these things come up. You ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
Sure.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. So here we are at Elliot's Corner. And I do actually have something that I can talk about today.
And Elliot is our puppy.
Right.
He's our Wheaton Terrier.
Who is almost depressed because of the weather being good.
Yeah.
And because he is so effing infatuated with snow, literally walking him is a chore.
Yeah, he's infatuated. Then he comes in and he's like on three legs and then two legs.
Oh, because his feet paws. Are just paws. And the clump of the snow clumps onto his feet and his fur. And he just gets cold. And it's just, a nightmare.
Yeah.
But literally, he's worth every penny of it.
Yes.
I mean, all the effort, or as my brother would say, all the burning of calories I have to do to take care of this dog is worth it. But he just doesn't get as much outside time right now.
No, he's not.
And he's just sad by it. But what I was going to say is he's been on a kind of a special diet overall,
mm-hmm.
and it has worked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not licking his paws as much.
Right.
Or chewing on us. He's not itching as much.
We talked about him having a food allergy.
And I think this is kind of working.
Yes.
And even though I had my doubts, because I'm like, how can a dog be allergic to beef, chicken, fish, and grains? How in God's nature can that possibly be? I mean, out in the wild, what is he going to eat, you know? And I'm guessing he's not eating a cow if he's out in the wild.
No. But we did find him some turkey and yam, right?
And even though the vet said that was too close to chicken,
mm-hmm.
and
he's doing well on it.
He's so far doing well.
Yeah.
One of the things they do talk about, though, if you have one of the symptoms of having a food allergy is that you poop a lot. And
our nickname, Sir Poop-a-Lot, is really true?
Is really true.
Oh, my God. We just I just call him that.
I know. and it's like, you know, he does. We only feed him twice a day. But I bet he poops 3 or 4 times a day.
I don't know how he does that, but that's...
I don't
It's
either.
Like the miracle of loaves and fishes. Exactly.
Praise Jesus. Exactly.
Thank you, God.
For sure.
It's a miracle.
For sure.
We feed him twice. He poops 4 times.
It's expansion at its most
that's
high.
Right.
I love it.
It's the law of attraction.
Yes. Well, maybe that's it. If you're looking for poop, you find it all over the place.
That's right.
You know, and I'm finding it everywhere. So I do say that... sometimes when you do things, they do work out.
Yes.
That's kind of been a blessing this year.
It has been a blessing. And also, last time we took him to the vet, you know, he had a little ear infection.
Yeah.
And she put this kind of like a waxy substance
right.
in there. And he's doing better with that.
Yes.
I think he's got to go back this week.
I have to make an appointment.
And get round
right.
two of that.
Right.
But it's working.
It is working. And so, you know, when I'm pulling away from that, you know, the nugget I pulled out from Elliot this week is that... Another nugget of life.
Another nugget from Elliot.
Is that truly, it's good to keep trying, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we've been rereading Think and Grow Rich,
mm-hmm.
and I've been reading another book now. And the truth is, no matter what you're dealing with, there will be a solution to your problem. But you got to keep trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a solution that was working doesn't always continue to work, and you got to change it up.
Right.
But we've been dealing with Elliot for 2 years now, off and on, and we just keep tweaking him and tweaking it. And it's like, wait a minute. We're finding solutions that finally work. I wish they'd happen faster, but that's just not life sometimes.
I love this new vet that we have. She, because mm-hmm. our old vet's like retiring. It's the same office, but he's got a newer, younger female
mm-hmm.
vet. And she's like, in her write-ups, she'll say, oh, Ellie is such a charmer.
What a sweet, sweet
boy. What a sweet boy.
Yeah.
I love his name.
Yeah.
I mean, and she just makes
and
you.
And she really loves you, or he really loves you. You know, your dog, Elliot, really loves you. You can tell you're good parents.
Yeah, like, she makes you feel, it's kind of like when they tell you if you're
a parent.
Mama works,
yeah.
and the baby starts walking, you go, oh, you know, I think he might be close to, he's looking like he's trying to walk.
But, yeah.
You know, and so you set it up so that you didn't see him walking.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's true though. And really though, those little comments have
make you feel better.
Yes. And that's another thing I learned then, because sometimes it is the details that
it
make
is.
You feel happy.
Like I feel like this is a good vet. She identified that he had an ear infection in this, but it also helped that she thought he was darling.
Yes.
That she loved his name.
I liked her a lot more because she liked my dog.
Yes.
And said he was great.
So why don't we all take a little cue from that?
It's in the details.
Yeah.
And also, we can show kindness
maybe,
in the
maybe
details.
Trump is right. I like Vladimir Putin because he likes me.
So I like everybody who likes me. Of course. I think that's totally true. That would be lovely.
Do I like you? Do you like me?
I do like you. And you like me? Awesome. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how life works that way.
The key.
So you're awesome. Ready for a little pillar talk?
Sure am.
So here we are at Pillar Talk. And the course of this year, you guys have heard me talk about my addiction with sugar and giving it up and times I've done really well and times I've had setbacks and never have given up with this getting healthier, getting stronger, and so forth. Always knowing that there are different paths and sometimes things work and sometimes they stop working and you keep moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been back on really creating this a really strong 30-day program for myself for getting off of sugar again or getting rid of whatever addiction or behavior you want to get rid of. I don't want to use the word addiction, but I want to use the word behavior
that
you want to stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets into its rightful place.
Right.
And doing some more reading. And one of the things that I've been reading about is more with alcohol, but you can kind of substitute sometimes food addictions or whatever in there. And it talked about this idea about truly loving yourself. And what would that really mean if you loved yourself? Now, we've been coaches for a long time. And so we tell people all the time to love yourself and affirmations in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess as coaches, sometimes you forget to coach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you forget to follow through on your own advice, in some sense.
Or you forget to go back to the basics.
Oh. And it's so funny because this book that we've been reading, we're like, check, we've been doing that. Or we know about that. And I know about it all, but you forget.
Mm-hmm.
Or you forget about using them in the bigger issues.
Because
if you stack enough of these simple tools for some of the bigger issues in your life, it starts working. But it always starts off with making a very quality decision of what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to you about giving up sugar for December completely because, and you're like, oh, it's Christmas, it's your birthday, it's the holidays. Are you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm not nuts. I'm not nuts, okay?
Yes, you are.
And what I wanted to do was not, maybe people can relate to this or not, is to have it be a temptation, meaning have it be this bigger thing going on in my life that it needs to be.
Right.
Because I love to bake and I love to eat, you know, and it's an emotional connection I have. But the truth is, it's not like it lasts long. It's the ideas in your mind that last long.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bake it or cook it. And then you're eating 5 or 6 cookies. And then you're like, oh, well, now I feel messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the payoff is no longer great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go into the new year having to detox from sugar,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever.
Smart.
And so I made this quality decision.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And gratefully, I've been following through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because I really made a very strong quality decision. And things have been falling into place. Now, today I've got a party to go to where I know there's going to be sugar. And in my mind, I've been playing ways on how to deal with this. And what I came to the conclusion was, I'm not aware what anybody else eats at these parties.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they're not either.
And they're not going to be aware of what I eat.
Right.
I'm not making a big deal out of it.
Right.
I could even have a cookie on my plate and not anybody ever even question
100%.
It. 100%. Or don't even have anything and no one will ever think I didn't have cookie.
Right.
Or why isn't Julie having a cookie? Or hey, did you try the cookie? Oh yeah, it was good. I mean, I can lie. I don't
of course.
Have to right. say, no, I'm off sugar today.
Yeah.
Sugar's bad.
Yeah. You know, nobody wants to know that particular backstory.
Exactly. No one cares. No one needs to know. And I don't have to get into discussion with it because it's my personal journey.
Right.
And I'm like, this is something I could do. That. And then I was thinking about our party and how we're designing the menu now for mm-hmm. our party. And I've bounced back and forth already about it. Previously, I said, I don't need to have anything on Christmas, literally. It'll take me a minute to eat something sweet anyway.
Yeah.
Why am I even contemplating if it's good or not?
Right.
For me personally, I just don't want any enough sobriety in my life that I don't want to keep eating sugar.
Right.
You know, that's just where I'm at in
right.
my life. And I know the harm it does to your body and all that stuff or whatever.
What'd you say?
The harm it
oh,
does
harm.
To your body. But so, you know, I'm making a decision again. I'm not going to have any sugar, but I'm not going to mention it either.
Mm-hmm.
No one will know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to have something, I'll just freeze it and try it because we're making a new dessert. I'll try it after my 30 days
mm-hmm.
and get back onto that cycle where every 30 days I can have something sweet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Jack Canfield's book, His Success Principles. He tells a story about this one professor who only has a cup of sugar once a month, a cup of ice cream once a month on a full moon. That's the way he lives his life. And it's a way he builds discipline for himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that it's interesting. I mean, we know people like Tim Ferriss. He talks about how his food program, unless he changed it, you know, he does no grain, no sugar all week long. He
mm-hmm.
does very low glycemic things. I don't even think he has fruit in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables, protein, little beans, whatever. And then on one day a week, he can go berserk.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be at a level of control and discipline.
You bet.
To do
to
that.
To do that.
And otherwise, it could trigger your mind to just mm-hmm. want more.
Well, it seems like, too, like when you have something like that, if there's leftovers, it gets left over to the
problem.
Next day.
Yeah, you're like,
and then the next day.
Wah,
that's why
wah,
when,
wah. That's
when you
problem.
Said quality decision, we define quality decision as a decision we call it a burn the boat decision.
Yeah.
Meaning that you made it to the island, you burn the boat, you're not going back.
Exactly. And that and burning the boat decision is also like that 99% decision is a bitch, but 100% decision is awesome.
Right.
You know, if you've left the door open,
even a crack.
Every day you question yourself, or you negotiate or debate yourself.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't matter if I had this. It wouldn't matter if I had that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, it's wasting time.
It's energy waster, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So we ask to make quality decisions and then make them definite. And yes, you may fall, you may fail, and you get right back on that
yeah.
horse and you make it again.
I like that. That's the thing that we're really, really, really learning, isn't it? That you just keep trying. You keep doing it.
Yes.
You don't give up.
You don't give up. And, you know, for the lucky few who can do it right the first time, whatever they do, amen, I wish I was you.
Amen, yeah.
But that hasn't been my journey.
Right.
But going back to that 30-day program, I love books that are 30 days. I just love it. Cause,
mm-hmm. You're talking about Jack Canfield's new book, right?
Yes. I think it was
30-Day Sobriety Solution.
Solution, yes. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that. And it was kind of funny because I've done other 30-day programs this whole year. And I love the concept because for 30 days, you can put your mind into it. And when you focus on doing something for yourself,
mm-hmm.
A spiritual growth thing every day, the focus is on something else besides what you're taking away.
Mm-hmm.
You're filling that void up.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that in our book, The Clutterfly Effect,
right.
which is not really 30 days, but more like 21 days.
That's right.
Which is even better. No?
I like 21 days, girlfriend.
excuse me. But it's just, But talking about loving yourself and how important that is, because there are things and behaviors that we do that take us further away from where we want to go, but they give us enough pleasure in the moment. That's why we do it. And Tony Robbins is really big on the pain-pleasure principle. You know, you've told me before, let the pain push you until that vision or pleasure can pull you. Because I'll tell you what, being off sugar hasn't been pleasurable.
And neither have you.
Yes. I will say one thing about that, girlfriend, really quick before I do go kind of soon. Yesterday, when it was my birthday, you said you can have everything, anything you want. And I said, I want, and I picked it like a very, a nice lunch, but, you know, vegetable based. And I had a big salad or whatever. And didn't have cake, didn't have ice cream. And at the end of my day, you said, well, how'd you like your birthday? I go, I liked it well enough. It was nice. I go, I'm not saying I didn't miss having cake, or I would have liked to have pizza. I would have liked to have a luminized pizza and cake and ice cream. That would have been wild. And you said, well, I would have given it to you if you would have wanted it, if you would have asked me to give it to you. And I'm like, did we not make a decision to do this 30-day detox? And girlfriend, you're supposed to support me in that.
I know. I screwed up again.
Well,
because no, I just want my little girl to be happy.
I know, because of our relationship, that the truth is, you'd rather me be happy than to have, than to deal with some of these issues sometimes. Because,
that's true.
Yeah. Because I gave up diet soda and soda a long time ago, probably 2 or 3 years ago. But trying to give up diet soda, there were times I failed. Because there are times I'm like, oh, I could really go for a Diet Coke, and but I'm not going to have one. I'm not going to have one. And you're like, just have a Diet Coke. You'll feel better. And I'm like, you're the devil.
I'm the devil.
I know.
The devil made me do it.
That's right. I go, girlfriend, that's not how you're supposed to behave.
Dang, I'm creepy.
So, no, I'm giving you an A-plus for being a great mom.
Yeah.
To soothe my nerves.
Right.
I'm like, it's just a Diet Coke.
And
it's
then,
not
but
like
I'm getting a C-minus as a coach.
Yes.
And a supporter.
Exactly. Or my accountability buddy.
Yes.
I give you C-minus on those things. A-plus mom. A-plus. A-plus loving mom.
Yes.
A-plus trophy mom. Like, hey, here you go, little girl. Here's your trophy. You tried. Good for you. But one of the things they talked about in like day five or about loving yourself in this book, it says, look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. Every time you see yourself in the mirror, I love you. I mean, we did this a long time ago, but you forget or you stop doing it.
Right.
I remember coaching someone and I said, you need to write in your gratitude journal every day what you're happy for, what you're grateful for, what you appreciate. She's like, I gotta do this every day. Every day I've got to do this. It's the same thing every day. Why do I have to do this every day? I'm like, I understand. I go, why don't we just do the top four things that you appreciate? And they may be the same thing every day, but then just four things. What do you think about that? And she was not having it because I think she was in a place where I'm just tired of the same old stuff. Than opposed to just love the same old stuff. And I get where she was coming from. But it's interesting because you do. You forget the basics. You forget about, do you truly love yourself, or have you kind of backed off on that a little bit?
I know.
Or like, a little too judgy of yourself.
We have this little saying in our house. What if you only? What if you woke up tomorrow with what you thank God for yesterday, or something like that? What is the saying?
What if you woke up today with only what you thank God for yesterday? I totally agree.
Yeah.
So I make sure that I thank God for everything that I have.
Just like 2 hours later, and thank you for this, thank you for
that. Oh, thank God. Now I can finally go to sleep.
Now I can
go to sleep. I don't want to wake up with less stuff.
Did you, last night though, you were reading to me, and I fell asleep. Was that the truth, or did you stop reading and then I fell asleep?
No. I was reading. You fell asleep. I continued to read the next day because I wanted to get through it.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then you woke up a little later.
Okay. So then you did finish it then?
Oh, yeah. I finished it.
Okay, great.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah. I don't remember it, though. I did fall asleep.
It wasn't new information.
No.
So, which made me feel good.
Yeah. It's not like we're learning anything new. We're just reminding ourselves.
And reminding ourselves. Like, ah, oh, of course. Oh, yes. Oh, you're brilliant. Of course. I know this.
Yeah. And then I looked in the mirror and said, I love you, girl.
I love you, Julie.
I love you.
I love you. Yes. I love you, sweetheart. And then I go, and then my back of my mind said, oh, really?
Not this again.
Not this again. I know you love me. I know you're loved, you know, and so forth. Okay, so that was our show, girlfriend. I hope that it's been, you know, go to our website, ChristyMarieAndJulie.com. We want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas. Life is good. I know last time on the radio show I said, don't worry about it anyway. We're all going to die anyway.
That was just a pre-birthday sentiment.
Yeah, that was a pre-birthday. And tears were shed on my birthday, for sure. That's for sure. But I want to wish everyone a great, great Sunday and a great start to a new week. And I hope you had a little fun tonight.
And it was great.
And it was great. It was great.